Hi, I'm Mario Guerra, the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey. And you're watching, you're listening, Talking Downey with Mayor Mario. Hi, folks. I hope you're doing well. This morning, we wanted to talk a little bit and go down memory lane a little bit on something that was almost historic in the city of Downey, but was kind of important on the process of what the city did. And I'm talking about our relationship with Elon Musk and our relationship with Tesla. With Elon Musk so much in the news these days with Doge and all his companies, we thought it was important to recap something that happened in 2009 for the whole city of Downey, where we almost landed the greenest manufacturing plant in the entire North American continent. So let me go back a little bit here. So in 2009, Tesla was doing as a startup. And was doing fine, but it only had the one model, hadn't really gone into retail as much, and they were looking to build their Model S and expand. So we have the North American Aviation site. We have the where the promenade sits today. We had 160 acres there of contaminated land. We had that one building where the Apollo capsules were literally built. And we wanted to entice somebody like that that would bring a lot of different jobs to the city of Downey. So we focused and we made the decision to go after Tesla. They showed some interest. They showed a lot of interest. And we started negotiating with them for about a year. Towards the end, we really wooed them. We thought, let's see how we can make it the little engine that could, if you will, for a city. And how can we attract Elon Musk? And maybe he likes the publicity. Maybe he likes it. Remember, he was kind of an unknown, but at that time, he already had started Tesla and SpaceX. And we literally had our meetings at the SpaceX office, in his office there in the city of Hawthorne. So for us, for that 1 year, we worked diligently with his staff. I had several meetings with him. We communicated with emails a lot. So towards the end, it came down to Long Beach and the city of Downey. Well, we knew we had the best location there. The city of Long Beach, once they kind of found out behind the scenes that they weren't really in the running, they issued a thing saying, oh, how the tax cuts that they were given and so forth. And so we have some inner emails between us and Tesla that I thought were kind of interesting. So what happened? Okay, we finally had a lease with them and IRG, the property owner, and they were going to lease that location. And they were going to convert it. It was going to be that building there where the back and where now the Downey Studios also sits. So we took out a full-page ad in the LA Times. Kind of to entice them, we had our entire council wearing Downey Loves Tesla t-shirt. And here's a funny story behind this. Our city manager's name was Jerry Caden at the time. And he had authority, $10,000 and less. He didn't need a council approval, if you will. We wanted to put this full page ad in the LA Times, but we didn't have time for a council meeting to approve it. So he basically, anything under $10,000. So we went to the LA Times and he said, hey, I want to buy a full page ad. They said it's $10,000. He says, I'll give you $9,990. And then he explained the reason. They said, yeah, we'll take it. So this appeared as a full page ad in the LA Times. It's been framed here in my office, just as a remember. And it says, Downey welcomes Tesla Motors, Apollo to Tesla, the legacy continues. And we dropped off a big basket of Downey things over to his office. And it says, Mr. Musk, as you contemplate the location of Tesla's new electric car facility, we ask you to consider what a nimble, innovative, well-run city has to offer. Downey's financial stability and forward thinking has provided the business community, or more importantly, your business, with the ability to take advantage of a great infrastructure and zoning approval needed to quickly get your enterprise up and running. We had already approved that and we were ready. Downey also offers an opportunity few can match, the chance to be part of something great and historic. The former NASA sites you are considering has a rich 70-year history of high-tech manufacturing, and it's the former home of the Apollo and Space Shuttles programs, two programs that dramatically changed the history of the United States. We believe your new electric car company will change the American landscape and invite you to be part of the Downey legacy of innovation, a truly American experience. We welcome you to Downey and look forward to serving your business need. And it was the Downey City Council. So we made a run at him. We basically were encouraging him to say, look, we can do this. We're big enough that we can do this. We're small enough that you're dealing with the top people in the city of Downey. So I'm real proud of that, that we pushed forward. It looked like they were interested. They were going forward. They told us that Long Beach was out of the running months before. I made a mistake, and I was asked by reporters. I was in the press for quite a few months there. And at one point, you know, the headlines were, you know, car wars, you know, considering Long Beach, Tesla considering Downey and Long Beach. Downey seems to be the favorite. And then on one time I was asked and I said, listen, it looks to me like, you know, we're 99.9% sure we're going to get it. And that's because I was told already by Tesla that we were getting it. So I didn't want to say the 100%, but I was being kind of cocky internally, like, hey, they told us we're doing it. We're reviewing the lease and everything else. So unfortunately, be careful what you say. That was the headline in the local papers. And then it came on the Press Telegram and even the LA Times and the LA Business Journal. So it was big news, but it was exciting. It was going to be 4,000 high-paying manufacturing jobs at the same place where we had Apollo capsules in the space shuttle program on there. So for us, it was a nice coup for the region too. So what happened? So we had several meetings, and the last meeting on that week, it was in November 2009, where, you know, we had emails. I have a great email from Elon telling me, hey, we're working with the governor's schedule to set up the press conference. You know, how are you guys on some of these dates? And I'm responding back and forth. I let the email forward it to the city council and our city staff. So everybody was aware of it. I kind of was the negotiating person, but you know, everybody was aware of it. We were all a team issue. So we went to SpaceX's headquarters where Elon Musk was, and we had a meeting with the RG folks. We had our city attorney. We had Jerry Caden, the city manager, myself, and then Elon and a couple people from his team. So we're meeting. They're going over the lease page by page. Eli and I walked out to his office, and we took a picture. And it was in those days, it was on the little flip phone. So when we put up this picture, you'll see the quality. And yes, I was, you know, that was before Healthy Downey. I was even bigger. But it's interesting. He looks so young, and he looks so thin in that photo. So it's not a great photo, but it was off a flip phone, if you can believe it. And that was just in the hallway outside his office. His office was non-pretentious. It was an open-air office. And, you know, he'd always been wanting to be part with all the workers and so forth. So he had always been, you know, a little different, if you will. So we were there. We finally, the lawyers were finishing up a few details. I have a copy of the contract, and I wrote down there who was in there and the dates and so forth. And I still have it. I have that contract. We'll put up the picture of that contract here on this show. So walked out. Elon and I gave ourselves a hug around 11 o'clock out in the parking lot. We wished, you know, each other well, and we're looking forward to the press conference. So the very next day, we had a council meeting scheduled to be called till we can approve the lease, if you will. And that was going to be at 4 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, we were going to have a press conference with Elon Musk, Governor Schwarzenegger, been working with the schedule, and probably our county supervisor, Don Canavi. We had this big press conference. This is big news, bringing in 4,000 high-paying manufacturing jobs into L.A. County in 2009. So let me back up a little bit. Remember, this 160-acre site that NASA left for us in 1999, and they took 30,000 jobs with it, okay? We basically, you know, it devastated the community, and it devastated the city and the region. There's 30,000 high-paying jobs. And it was a Superfund site. So number one, we had to clean up the site, and we had to figure out what to do with it. Now, let me tell you how brilliant we are, because I am very proud of what the city of Downey did. So we analyzed that 160 acres and we said, hey, we needed jobs. So we sold some land to Kaiser cheap. It was like $5 a foot or so, cheap, so they can build a $600 and $700 million hospital, which is there today. Okay, so that produced 4,500 to 5,000 jobs, and it keeps growing. We wanted park space. So from that, we produced Discovery Sports Complex. We wanted some retail, and we had done it already before the Downey Landing. And then we wanted some way to preserve our legacy and our history, if you will. So that's where the Columbia Memorial Space Center, as we know, on February 1st, 2003, the terrible disaster that killed the Columbia crew 16 seconds from reentry into our atmosphere. And so we needed a way to honor and memorialize them. So we made a learning center that has so many kids going by there. It's a great story, and I'll do that for another show. So we had all these pieces. So then we wanted more jobs on the middle part of that, and that's where this building came into play. And that's where it's a million-square-foot building. Great movies were eventually filmed there with Downey Studios. But it was something that they were very interested in 2009. So we had to figure out a way to get Tesla there. So let me backtrack. That Thursday night, we looked at the lease. The lease was not officially signed. I shouldn't misspeak. But, you know, it was a done deal. Next day, we're having this press conference. We're having a council meeting before. And I get a call, and I'll never forget this, at 1:43 p.m. on that afternoon. So I get a call from a Daisy Gwynn reporter for the Associated Press. Says, "Mr. Mayor, we have a confirmation that the Tesla press conference is going to be up in San Carlos." That was their headquarters at the time, because that's where the governor is going to be at. And I said, no, it's going to be down here in the city of Downey, and we got these great news to announce and so forth. She says, "You might want to check with the governor's office." And I did. I checked with the governor's office, and sure enough, the governor had made the press conference up there. So I called Elon Musk, and believe it or not, in those days, I pick up the phone and he would call. Or Mary Beth Brown, his assistant, would also pick up the call, and he'd get right back to me one way or the other. But he picked up the call. And I said, "Elon, I just got a call from a reporter saying that your meeting, press conference is going to be up there. What's going on?" And I'll never forget how he paused and he hesitated. "Well, Mr. Mayor," and I knew as soon as he said that something was wrong. We were going to be together in a few hours, supposedly. "Well, Mr. Mayor, listen, we made a deal with Toyota, and we're going to take the NUMMI plant up in Fremont, California. They bought 5% of the company." And I said, "Elon, so what?" And he says, "Yeah, we had been talking to them." I said, "Do me a favor. So when was this?" So last night, that Thursday night, you and I were together with all our team. "When did this officially happen, start?" And he says, "Well, a week ago Friday. Mr. Toyota spent the night at my house. He rode my Roadster, fell in love with it. He says, I'll give you $50 million for 5% of your company." And I stuck out my hand and we said, "Let's go." And I said, "Elon, so that was over a week ago, and yet we were negotiating on this. So technically it was in bad faith. And, you know, the thing that I resent is that you could have told us. You didn't have to tell us who or what. But why were we wasting our time doing this when you already had a deal?" "Well, the deal wasn't finalized." I said, "Really? You know?" So anyway, so we hung up that night. So we're at City Hall, and I call the staff together and the council. We're obviously canceling our city council meeting to approve this lease that wasn't going to happen. So we were watching, and at that time, it's not like today. This is 2009, so we only had one TV upstairs. So we went to the city manager's office, and we're watching it live myself, I believe Dave Gaffin, a council member, maybe Roger Brosmer, and we're all in that office watching it. And what happened was Mr. Toyota spoke, Mr. Schwarzenegger spoke, and then they gave it to Elon. And the first question that was asked from another Associated Press reporter that had called me for quotes on this before said, "Mr. Musk, Mayor Mario Guerra from the city of Downey says you were gives corporate America a bad name. You were disingenuous dealings, and that you stabbed him in the back. How would you answer that?" And they put the microphone in his face. And so he was taken back a little bit on that. And yet, you know, said, well, Downey's a very good city. If I ever build anything else, I'd like to build it on that site or with that. I'll gladly work with them, et cetera, et cetera. So we kind of had a chuckle there at the city council offices that night. It was a little depressing. We had been working so hard, and it wasn't me. I was one piece of it, and I was kind of the face of it, but it was so many others that had been working, our economic development directors, all the planners, city planners, all the engineers. It was a big deal. It was a big deal, and we really tried. So you could tell the wind was taken out of everybody. Everybody was demoralized. So I said, I have to figure out a way to do something. So I took, he had given us a remote control car, like the Roadster, and we had it up there. Elon had given it to us, and we had it, and we played with it all the time. The council offices, the mayor's office, I would play with it, and it was kind of cool. So I went and got it, and if anybody's been at City Hall in Downey, it's a three-story atrium area. And it's wide open, and now it's past 5 o'clock. City Hall's closed. It's just us there on the third floor. So I said, come on, everybody, let's go. And it was probably 10 or 12 of us. And I went over to the edge, and I yelled downstairs, anybody down there? And just to make sure. And then I took it, and I dropped it three levels, okay? The Roadster car, and it's made out of plastic. And we'll show you a picture of it here next to the lease. We have a great picture of the car smashed downstairs. And everybody, we were like kids, but we had to let out some for the frustration. When it hit the ground and it splashed, we're all like, yay! And we're high-fiving. It was a childish sense of relief, but yet we felt that it was something that we, as a team, it brought us back together. And I said, listen, we get an opportunity, let's pout. This is Friday, Thursday and Friday. Let's pout this whole weekend. Let's feel sorry for ourselves. We worked so hard. We know we deserve this. And we were stood up at the altar, literally. So let's pout. Let's feel sorry for ourselves. Now, when we come back on Monday, let's see what's next. Let's do the old West Wing thing. Okay, now, what's next? And let's build something there, and let's work forward for our community, something we can be real proud of. And what ended up happening after that was, of course, the Downey Promenade. It was 400,000 square feet of retail. It was a $350 million project, 20 new restaurants. And, you know, I'm not sure I like the configuration of it, but it's something our community, a place to go that our community is real proud of. There's some great restaurants and the movie theater, Cinemax is in there and so forth. So that's what became of the contaminated land. So you never know. And yet with Tesla, maybe we wouldn't have been able to see the plant. They were up in Fremont, California. So that night, Elon Musk calls me. And I'll never forget this because my wife and my son were in the car. I pulled over into a parking lot. It turns out to be the Denny's parking lot on Vermont Avenue. And Elon says, you know, Mr. Mayor, how do we make this right? And so forth. I go, Elon, there's no way to make this right. It was, you know, it was just how you did the process. You didn't have to do it this way. And we're a little embarrassed, number one. But number two, you know, we really were genuine. And you knew this for a week, and you could have just slowed down the process. He says, I'll make it right. I'll write a letter to the paper, and we'll make sure that Downey's considered. And I said, that's great. That's fine. But that doesn't help on there. He says, and he asked me, he goes, well, we're going to be in a couple of TV shows and a couple of interviews in the next couple of days. Can you tone down the rhetoric? And I said, tone down from what? He says, well, can you take out stabbed in the back part and stuff? And I said, well, okay, I'll take that out, but the disingenuous days. And we were on the phone together for about 30 minutes, and we went back and forth, and he did. He ended up writing a nice letter. I'll never forget this. So the following year, I was up for re-election for the Downey City Council. And he wrote me a check, unsolicited check, for $2,500, okay, for my Downey re-election. And you kind of laughed. And it was from his Elon Musk trust. And I looked at it. We took a picture of it. And I sent it back to him and said, thank you very much. And I appreciate it. But, you know, here's your check back. So it was kind of an interesting dynamic, if you will. We've been trying to see if whether we approach him on, or at least it's SpaceX, for our inspiration building that we're building for our full-scale mock-up of the space shuttle, and we'll look at that. And of course, that whole thriving area is doing great. But it was kind of interesting to replay that. I have some pictures here. Brandon's going to put it into the episode as I speak on there. But it was an interesting year in dealing with Elon Musk. And him and I seem to have a pretty good relationship. A couple years later, when they were moving to Texas, and a Texas reporter called me up and said, would you, you know, solicit them and go after them again as hard as you did and so forth? And I said, listen, I'm not a hypocrite. I can't say it was a good company and a good thing for our city, and then because they didn't choose us, say, you know, it's no good. So of course I would. And as any city in Texas or any place would be lucky to have them. It's about jobs. It's about the technology. It's about moving forward on these things on there. So yeah, I forgiven them a long time ago. You know, whether you like what he's doing and don't, he's brilliant. I mean, look at the companies that he's built. And yes, the money part is crazy. He's the richest man in the world, right? So that says a lot. But you have all these reporters and all these people picking on him saying he's stupid. Well, he's not stupid, okay? He started Tesla. He started SpaceX. He started Boring. He started PayPal. He started SolarCity. There's all these companies that have been amazing and hired so many jobs, and the technology has changed. So anyways, and I'll finish with one last story. So we went with our young son at that time, Ryan and Ann, and we said, let's get out of town. Let's go up to the Griffith Observatory and let's just play tourists up there and look at things just to get our minds off this whole Tesla. That was that Saturday, right, of that week. So we go up there, and what's the first thing? And if anybody's been to the Griffith Observatory, and I kind of had forgotten, when you walk in the front door, you turn left. So what's there? The Tesla coil, the replica of the Tesla coil. So it was just kind of ironic. That's obviously Nikola Tesla. That's what Elon Musk named the company after, a great innovator of his time. So then later on, when we're there, we walk downstairs and where the staff was, and sure enough, on a computer screen, there's a staffer that's looking to buy a Tesla and has a Tesla. And again, this is 2009. This is a different era of buying Tesla. Anyways, and it had it on the screen. So we just kind of laugh because no matter where we're at, you know, we were, you know, getting closer to, we were always surrounded by Tesla. Again, 2009. So now everybody, you know, that knows me, every time when the city of Downey was putting Tesla chargers here, oh, how do you feel about that? Well, I feel great. Good for Tesla owners out there. So I don't buy a Tesla for a different reason. I have power anxiety, right? I like knowing the gas stations are going to be. So I'm just for that. It's not because of the car. It's a good car. Obviously, there's a lot of owners. And for all you people that are, you know, turning in their cars, and obviously the people that are terrible and burning cars just because of Elon Musk, and they don't like his association with President Trump, you know, seriously, there's the car itself and the people working at the company, and the thousands and thousands of people. Please don't take it out on them. It's just like any other thing. We shouldn't do it just because you don't like the politics of the owner, if you will. But anyways, that's kind of a little bit of the recap of the Downey Tesla Elon Musk story, you know, and I've met him several times since. He remembers me when, you know, the Mr. Mayor, he calls me Mr. Mayor. I don't know today if he remembered me. He's dealing with so many different people on there. But Downey almost had the Tesla manufacturing plant. It's funny as he said when he went up to Fremont, the first day they met the people, the city of Fremont was on their ribbon cutting day. They had never met them, they ever reached out to them. And yet here we had done a lot of work to try to bring them into the city of Downey. So if you have any questions or any thoughts, I just wanted to get this episode on the record. I thought it'd be interesting for some people that don't know this, this history and this story. You know, the rest is literally history for us. We have the full-scale mock-up of the space shuttle. We're building a new building there for the Inspiration right next to the site of where this is. Literally the Downey Studios in that 100 and some odd acres. I had this here today. I thought it was kind of interesting. This comes from Rockwell. And, of course, when the shuttles were built here, in the back of it, this was given to me. And you remember 1999 is when they left, okay, and NASA left, and then we had to figure out what to do. But this was the Rockwell Downey, the Space Systems Division, thank you. Downey for being the best city to do business with, 1996. So I thought it was kind of interesting. I've always kept this shuttle around as a reminder, and I thought it was kind of interesting. Okay, one last thing. Let me see. I'm a nerd, and I like the history. So you see this. This is the Endeavor. This is not the Columbia. And the reason why you know it's not the Columbia, look up a picture of it. And Brandon, will you put a picture of it in the show here, of the Columbia? Make sure it's the Columbia taken off. So when you see the Columbia taken off, this booster here is white. It's completely white. And if you make a bet with somebody, when you see a picture of that taken off with it on here, and you say, hey, that's the Columbia, and you can make a bet with them and be 100% right every time. And they're going to say, how do you know that? Well, guess what? That, with this booster being white, only flew one time on the very initial mission of the space shuttle. And that was the Columbia. And the reason that it was white had paint on it. And the reason that later on it didn't, they figured out that the weight of the paint weighed 5,000 pounds just to paint it white. So they decided against painting it. So there's only one flight ever in the history of all the space shuttle flights, and that was the very first one, the Columbia, that this rocket booster in the middle was white. So it's kind of a little bit of background story on there for you. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I went off track. Not so much about Downey, but a little bit of the Downey history that we have here. And I welcome your thoughts and your questions. You know my cell number is 562-706-4114, 562-706-4114. And I want to thank our sponsor, Financial Partners Credit Union, over 80,000 members, over 80 years here in the city of Downey, and they do an amazing job. And they were part of this history. And as a matter of fact, their CEO, Nader, serves on the board with me of the Columbia Memorial Space Foundation here in the city of Downey, along with Mayor Rick Rodriguez, former Mayor Rick Rodriguez, former Mayor Roger Brosmer, former Mayor Alex Saab. That's how much we're proud of our history, that we're willing to continue to serve to enhance what's happening at the Columbia. By the way, hundreds of thousands of kids come by and tour that every single year. And it's not a museum, it's a space center, and it's the official designation for the Columbia disaster, for all the astronauts that have perished in that. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to Talking Downey with Mayor Mario.